From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, two Iranian nationals have been charged in an alleged scheme to steal and resell software to Iran, including a program to design bullets and warheads. The two men were charged in the northeastern state of Vermont, the city of Rutland, in federal district court. It issued arrest warrants for the two who are believed to be in Iran. According to the indictment unsealed Monday, 35-year-old Mohammed Saeed Ajili recruited 39-year-old Mohammed Reza Rezaka to break into companies' computers to steal their software for resale to Iranian universities, the military, and the government. According to the indictment, Rezaka conducted the hacking and cracking operations, and Ajili was in charge of marketing and selling the programs. Nearly 40,000 residents of British Columbia in Western Canada have fled their homes because of out-of-control wildfires that authorities say are likely to get worse. Hundreds of Army planes and thousands of firefighters have been deployed to the area. Australia is sending 50 firefighters to help battle the blazes. About 40,000 people were ordered to evacuate their homes, overwhelming the small town of Kamloops. The Canadian Red Cross has brought in emergency supplies and extra beds to help the town cope. The fires are burning in an area between 150 and 350 kilometers northeast of Vancouver, British Columbia. A state of emergency has been declared. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Amnesty International has called for their immediate release. It said the 10 are being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend the state of emergency by 3 months. The decision came nearly a year after the state of emergency was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the Prime Minister's office had asked Parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. A code of conduct written by the Italian government setting out new rules for refugee rescue ships operating in the Mediterranean is drawing the anger of charities and rights groups who claim the code will risk thousands of lives. Under the proposal, which the European Union approved on Monday, refugee rescue vessels operated by charities are barred from coordinating with people smugglers by phone or using lights to signal their location. They are now restricted to patrolling in international waters, not in Libyan territorial waters, where they can pick up asylum seekers closer to shore. Russia on Monday demanded that the United States return two compounds that were ordered closed last year after the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Moscow had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Russia's Supreme Court rejected an appeal on Monday of its nationwide ban on the Jehovah's Witnesses religious denomination. The court rejected all defense motions, including one to have a religious studies scholar testify on its behalf. The ruling means the group will have to close the doors at its headquarters in St. Petersburg and at 395 local chapters across the country. Its properties, known as Kingdom Halls, will be given to the Russian government. The group claims about 170,000 members in Russia and an estimated 8 million followers worldwide. And Somalia has internet service again after a 23-day outage that cost the country's fledgling economy tens of millions of dollars. The connection was cut when a ship severed an undersea fiber optic cable connecting Somalia to global data networks. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.